Glad you're tuning into the podcast today and keeping up with your Bible reading. This week, it brings us to Romans chapter 15. And remember that our daily readings are helping us to think about being zealous for good works, which is our congregational theme for 2022. And so, Jeff picked the readings, remember, this year. So we're going to always start with him to tell us a little bit about what he was thinking when he chose this chapter. So, Romans 15. So tell us where we are in the book. Why don't we start with that?
We're at the end of the book.
We are really close to the end of the book.
So one of the things that's often missed in Romans is Paul is explaining how the gospel reconciles Jew and Gentile. And so chapter 15, really, the beginning of chapter 15 is the end of the thoughts of chapter 14, which ultimately has to do with Jews and Gentiles not splitting themselves up over things that don't matter in the church, that are more cultural, that don't matter to God, you know, like certain kinds of meats and things like this. That's what Paul means by strong and weak. Cultural differences between Jews and Gentiles that can lead, cultural differences that lead to problems in the church, just like we still have sometimes today. Then he begins the final windup, and because in chapter 15, one of the great themes of Romans we often miss is God is bringing the Gentiles and the Jews together on the same basis in Christ. You know, he wants, as he puts it in chapter 15, verse 9, you know, that the Gentiles might glorify God in his mercy. But the Gentiles in particular have some good works they can do towards the Jews. And that's part of why we're here then, is later than in the chapter, after Paul writes a little bit more about the Gentiles coming to know God through Jesus, just like the Jews have. Verses 22 through 29, that paragraph where he wants the Gentile Christians he's writing to, especially in the book of Romans, to be making that collection for primarily Jewish Christians back in Palestine. And he makes the point even in verse 27 that if the Gentiles have come to share in the spiritual blessings, in other words, the gospel, the work of Jesus, who is ethnically Jewish, then they ought to be of service to Jewish Christians in Palestine through material blessings and their neediness. As Paul's basically saying, it's only money compared to the spiritual riches you have received through ethnically Jewish people. And it's a great way of, again, bridging the divide. We're all on the same team. And so let's not see them as different from us. Let's do good works to people who are fellow Christians, not Jews or Gentiles. And so it's a subtle way of Paul, again, trying to blur the line and put everybody on the same team.
A subtle way to deal with a not-so-subtle problem.
Ethnic differences.
I think it would be awfully easy to say that in 2022.
It's a human problem.
Not so easy to say that back then when you... Well, I think we would read that and say, well, of course the Gentiles ought to help the Jew because we're all one in Christ now.
Yeah,
that's great theory. But the New Testament, I think, bears record to the enormous struggle of blending these two racial groups into one spiritual family. And so it's interesting that in the matter of giving, it needs to be nudged. I mean, does that not necessarily imply that there would have been some difficulty wanting to help these other people?
If you have to write it, it probably needed saying. I mean, I think that's one of the principles you can usually assume when Paul writes stuff. Sometimes it's for remembrance. But especially here when he's just gotten through in chapter 14, first part of 15, saying, quit nudging each other over cultural differences. And they're your brethren too. Help them out financially.
and so I think the added difficulty in doing that meant that there was also an added blessing and an added benefit, because it would be one thing for a Jew to help a Jew.
Oh, sure.
Imagine the impact of this collection coming from largely a group of Gentiles.
Yeah.
And the impression that makes on the Jew.
Absolutely.
And so it stirs me to think about our propensity to do good to the people who are good to us.
Or the people who are like us.
Or the people who are like us.
Absolutely.
And you know what Jesus said about that in the Sermon on the Mount?
Yep.
What's the big deal about that? Everybody does that.
That's right.
But what about the person you've had a problem with? What about the person, let's just wait in the middle of this. What about a person of a different race?
Absolutely.
Or push it further. What about a person of a different race who I think has a problem with me because of my race?
Yeah, absolutely.
What should I do?
Absolutely.
I should do good works toward them. For a couple of reasons, the additional struggle adds to the blessing.
Yeah.
The message is even more powerful. And in the bigger picture, maybe it is those acts of good work that help bridge the gap.
Which is, I think, very much what Paul, as we chase that concept of the collection of the Gentile world for the Jewish Christians in Palestine, I think, you know, throughout Paul's letters, we've talked already about 1st and 2nd Corinthians, some in this, and I think it's exactly what Paul is actually up to. I think he is trying to disarm Jewish arrogance because they have to humble themselves to receive the Gentile gift, and he's trying to overcome Gentile indifference towards Jew. You know, Jews are a minority sect in a larger, you know, Gentile world, and so yeah, I think that's exactly what Paul is doing.
It has always occurred to me that when there is friction or distance between groups or individuals, that kindness is a way to bridge that. Mm-hmm. And so if you have an enemy,
yeah,
what does Paul say in Romans? Earlier in Romans,
yeah,
do good to him.
Absolutely.
And I think in our world, whether it's a racial gap or a gap created by an offense, we need to be proactive in bridging it. And maybe a key way to do that is with acts of good works.
Yeah.
So there's your assignment for this week. Don't just read Romans 15, but figure out, is there someone in my life, maybe that there's distance between me and them, another disciple with whom there have been issues that have kept us apart? What act of kindness could you do for them and help bridge that gap and bring the two of you back together? Ponder that as you read this week.